Es kann so sein, dass wir uns schauen, wenn wir uns sagen, dass wir darf samach wav. Sagt der Mishnah, after completing the avoidus of the blood of the par and the chattas goat, the Kohen Gadol then goes to the Azazel goat. He does smicha on the goat and says, Vidui for Klal Yisrael. When the people there, they hear him say the name of Hashem, they would kneel, bow, and fall on their faces and say, Baruch Shem Kohen Achus Adi Olam Voed. He would then give over the goat to the one who was appointed to take it to the Azazel. Everyone's valid to take the goat to the Azazel, but the Kahanim Gadolim made a rule that only Kahanim should take it. Rabbi Yossi says, it once happened that Arsala, who was the Yisrael, took the goat to the Azazel. So after the mission, they built a ramp that would take this person and the goat from the Azara to outside of the city. This was done because the Yidden from Bavel would pull at his hair, yelling at him to hurry up so that as not to delay in receiving their kapara for their Averis. The ramp put him out of the reach of these people, and therefore it saved him from that type of abuse. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah says that the Vidui was said for Klal Yisrael, but makes no mention of the Kahanim. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Kahanim received the Kapar from the Azazel goat as well. Abaya said, our Mishnah does follow Rabbi Yehuda. When the Kohen Gadol says Klal Yisrael, that surely includes the Kahanim as well. The Mishnah said, Misorei Lemi Shema Lichoi. Abraisa says, the Pasuk says that the goat is sent with an Ish Iti. The word ish teaches that even a zar is valid for this, and the word iti teaches that the person should be designated from before Yom Kippur. It also teaches that this overrides Shabbos, and that this overrides Tumah. In fact, it seems obvious that a zar should be kosher for this, since it's not an avodah. The Gemara says, we would think that since the pasuk says kapara in reference to the Azazel goat, it must be done by a kohen. Kamash malan that it's not. In fact, in what way does Shabbos need to be overridden for this? Rav Sheshe says, this teaches that if the goat was sick and couldn't walk, the person's allowed to carry the goat on Shabbos to the Azazel. And even according to Rabbi Nosson, who says, and a person therefore is not chayav for carrying a live animal, a pasuk is still needed because a sick animal does not carry itself, and therefore it would be a problem of Shabbos if it wouldn't override Shabbos. Raphim says, from the fact that we're saying that this carrying is only an issue on Shabbos, it must be that the laws against carrying and the halachas of Tchum don't apply to Yom Kippur. Frek the Gemara, in what way does Tumah need to be overwritten for this? Rav Sheshe said, if the appointed person became Tameh, he is still allowed to walk into the Azara to take the animal from the Kohen Gadol. Zok the Gemara, in the Braisa was asked of Rabbi Eliezer three questions, and he avoided answering all three. They asked as follows. Number one, if the goat sick, may the appointed person carry it to the Azazel? Number two, if the appointed person was sick, may a different person take the goat to the Azazel? Number three, if the goat does not die when it's thrown down the mountain, should the appointed person, the Ish-Iti, go down the mountain and kill the goat there? The Chacham said, the sick goat may be carried by the person. If the person is sick, another person may be sent. And if the goat did not die on the way down the mountain, then the person should go down and kill the goat. In another Braisa, a number of questions were also asked of Rabbi Eliezer, and he again avoided answering them. The Gemara explains he did not do so because he didn't know how to answer them in all these cases, but rather because he would not answer anything that he did not hear from his Rabbeim, and since he didn't hear the answers to these questions from his Rabbeim, even though he felt he knew the answer, he would not answer them. The Gemara brings an additional incident where a woman asked Rabbi Eliezer, why were there three different punishments for the people who worship the eagle? Some were killed by the sword, al-Picherev, some by a Magefa plague, and others were by the Hadroiken disease. Again, he avoided giving the answer. Rav and Levi actually argue as to the reason for the differing punishments. One says that those who shechted karbonis or brought ketores to the eagle were killed by the sword. Those who hugged and kissed the eagle were killed with a plague. And those who were happy that the eagle was being worshipped were killed with the Hadroiken disease. The other says that those who were warned and had witnesses who saw them do it were killed by the sword. Those who were witnessed but were not warned were killed with a plague. And those who had neither witnesses nor warning were killed with Hadroiken. Rabbi Yehuda says, we learn from the Pasuk that no one from Shevet Levi worshipped the eagle. Fact Gemara, the sons of Papa Bar Abba asked, the Pasuk said that Levium even killed their own fathers, brothers, and sons who worshipped the eagle. So you see, obviously, there were Levium who did it, because it says that they killed their own family when they joined Moshe to punish the Klal Yisrael who deemed the eagle. Ravina said, this refers to their grandfathers who were Yisraelim, their half-brothers who were Yisraelim, and their grandsons who were Yisraelim. But in fact, no Levi actually worshipped the eagle. The Mishnah said that the Kevesh Asru Loi V'chulu. Rabbi Bar Chana said it was actually the people of Alexandria who would pull his hair and hurry him, but because the people of Eretz Yisrael disliked the people of Bavel, they blamed it on them. We find that Rabbi Yehuda says this in a Braisa as well. Mishnah said, Toil V'tzei. A Braisa says they would yell to get the goat, which was carrying all the Averis, to get it to the Azazel. Why? So that they can quickly receive a kapara.